TheExtremeEvent.com. Again, TheExtremeEvent.com. That is on October 4th and 5th, Sarasota, Florida. What a better place to be than Florida in October. Any semblance of anything that once represented societal standards or common decency in this country, in the United States of America, is just long gone. I mean, this country has turned into a modernized version of Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids. Anything goes. And if you have a problem with any of it, you're the bad guy. Over the past few years, there's been a lot of attention paid to what they call this LGBT movement, which is just a fancy way of saying a movement of pedophiles and the most disgusting sorts of perverts you can possibly imagine who are advocating their disgusting lifestyles to not just be accepted, but to be endorsed by everyone else on earth. These people want your kids to go into school and be forced to take classes on gay history, whatever the hell that is, before they can even graduate. They want them to have detailed lessons on different types of perverted sex that not long ago were illegal in much of this country. And while this degeneracy of everyday American life in 2024 has affected the entire country, very few places are quite as disgusting as San Francisco, California. That city set the blueprint for the rest of the country, going way back to the 50s and 60s when queers started descending on that place and completely ruining it. For decades, San Francisco has been this hotbed for AIDS and drug addiction and all kinds of immorality. And over the weekend, we were reminded of just how sick and disgusting these people actually are when San Francisco held its annual Pride Parade. You know, I've been to a lot of parades in my day. As a kid growing up, and little candy gets thrown out of the little floats in the cars driving by, and you have, you know, the Miss That pageant people, and you have the high school band, and you have, you know, police cars and fire trucks. Why in this parade are we watching this exactly? Now, as people have started to push back against these perverts, there's been a lot less media coverage on these events this year than there has been in years past. But when it comes to these festivals of pedophiles, they're still going on. Kids are still being dragged out into the streets so that men in dresses or men in no clothes at all can shake their dicks in the faces of these kids. And San Francisco, of course, was no exception. Video footage from this Pride parade has emerged showing things that are absolutely disgusting. School kids were brought out to march in this parade. Nancy Pelosi was there with a bunch of drag queens. They even had a place set up that they called the Fetish Zone. People were being beaten, tied to torture tables. There was even a guy lying in an inflatable pool, letting people piss on him. All of this is really just beyond description, so just here, take a look. Now, to the untrained eye, that may have looked like some criminal offenses were taking place. Perverts are running around naked in public, having sex with each other, molesting kids, getting jobs in inflatable pools after being pissed on in front of kids. But according to the San Francisco Police Department, all of this, it's totally legal. And at the Pride Parade, independent journalist Tyler Hansen actually caught up with the San Francisco PD, and they told him, none of these Pride Parade sex acts actually constitute sex acts. So really, it's no problem at all for men and women and to be out in the streets naked, having sex with each other, looking for kids to expose themselves or worse. Take a look.
I have one question for you guys. I'm a news reporter.
Okay.
So obviously there's a lot of nudity around here, men, women, transsexual stuff going on. And there's kids, you know, wandering around the vent. I'm not sure on San Francisco's laws or California's laws, is it legal for nudity to be presented in front of kids?
Nudity is legal, yeah, within certain boundaries.
Within, what are the boundaries, do you know?
Anything coupled with a lewd act or anything being done for sexual gratification that involves other people. Basically.
Okay, but this event wouldn't be considered for sexual gratification.
No, if they're walking around and it's out, that's right. That'd be different than if they're masturbating or if they're forcing, you know, like flashing people, right? Like trying to get their attention. Yeah.
Did these cops miss the part where a man was lying in a pool in front of children being pissed on and getting a job? Is that not for sexual gratification? Is that not masturbation? Did they miss the part where there was reach arounds happening? Because, I mean, I just saw a video of all that. These people are completely unhinged. They're disgusting. And the cop, that one that was just doing the talking, she looks like she might be a little bit biased. She looks like she may be a member of the so-called LGBT community. Kaylee Campbell Layton has been following the cultural demise of America rather closely, and she's back with us to discuss this chapter. I'm at a loss.
We're all speechless. This the standard of society is below the floor at this point, and it has been like that for a while now. We know these things are happening, but to see them on video happening so casually, and to see not just, you know, 10 or 15 people watching this, but having hundreds of people participating in these events, in these fetish zones and things like that, it has gotten to a point where it is out of control. And shame on the San Francisco Police Department. I don't know what needs to be done about that. But they need to understand that they are about to face a hell of a lot of backlash if they continue allowing this behavior. And for the people who were at the parade, the hundreds of people who let their children go there, shame on them.
They should be arrested.
They should. They should be arrested. They should have their children taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And the children have no clue what's going on at these events. They're so, like, innocent and naive, and they don't need to be exposed to this. But yet we've got, I guess the starting of this was when teachers started reading this stuff to kids in schools at a very, very young age, like 3 to 5. Kids don't even know what they're learning about, yet they're being forced to learn anything about gay sex to how you can, essentially. And that's at ages 3 to 5. And then by the time they're of age as an adult at 21, 22, however, then all they've ever known is this degenerate stuff that's happening in these inflatable pools out in public. And that stupid cop who wants to sit here and be like, well, as long as there's not like lewd acts happening in public, clearly she just avoided that part.
Look over your shoulder, like just turn around and take a look. Look to your left, look to your right. What do you mean?
It's like they just pretend like it doesn't happen. And it's just to not even witness the beginning. And I can't even imagine how they wanted to start with gay marriage. And it was like, oh, just let us be together, whatever. And then the massive downfall that has happened since then. If this is where we're at in 2024, what the heck is 2030 going to look like? What is 2040 going to look like? How much worse will it get? Because we already have these acts taking place in public, even not during Pride Month. San Francisco, for example, has people walking around naked, and it's layered in a layer of filth and AIDS. And that set, like you said, that set the standard for everybody else. And so if that's going to happen in San Francisco, what's going to happen 10 years down the road in every other Democratic city and maybe even Republican city?
Yeah. I blame the feminist movement for a lot of this. Men have been demasculized, which is why they're cowards and they're not out here in the streets doing something about this in mass. I believe that men should be organizing to put a stop to this. If the police aren't going to do their jobs, then, you know, the police's bosses can just go out and do their job for them, right? And we are the police's boss. So what do you attribute this to? I mean, obviously, men have been castrated, you know, metaphorically speaking, some of them actually literally, I guess, and neutered. And that's why I think that this is allowed to go on. I mean, there are fathers that will actually take their daughter or their son to an event like this. I agree with you. They should have their kids taken away. They should be locked up for child endangerment, participating in lewd and lascivious behavior, criminal sexual conduct involving a minor child. I mean, the list goes on with all the crimes that I'm witnessing that are being committed here. And this cop is a trained observer who's saying, where's the criminal activity? But what do you attribute all of this to? I know that you pointed to the slippery slope. We've been warning about this. Nope, just leave us alone.
I would attribute it to a little bit of the feminist movement. I would attribute it to kind of letting things go by, because there's always like the good side of why we allowed them to have gay marriage. I don't think there's a good side, but the Republicans and the Democrats in office have been corresponding on these things for so long. And it seems like they're only focusing on being nice and being caring and being inclusive. And it's like, that's going to go out the window when you've got people getting in pools in front of children.
Yeah.
And
go
as
ahead.
A society, sorry, no, as a society please. Where we are focusing too much on being inclusive, that honestly throws every value and tradition out the window. And it's going to morph the entire country into a huge version of Sodom and Gomorrah. And honestly, it's evil. I attribute a lot of it to just the influence of the devil in the world and people falling into their own disgusting, perverted, like, think, like just thoughts and views, and that will overtake these people and honestly give them that gratification to continue doing it out in public and things like that. And so it's the devil, it's the feminist movement. The feminist movement also has the devil involved, and it's bad, because you have to wonder how high up does it go if the police is like bosses at the police office aren't telling them to not do this, then how high does it go and how do we get it to stop?
I think it probably all goes back to Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. Just my opinion, my speculation. Kaylee, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you. And speaking of Tel Aviv, there is a control structure in this country. We are an occupied government. In case you didn't know, look.
We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land, and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. I thought it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their dicks in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Do me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't jump like a white.
Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite, workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy. Recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The Jews will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
If there is one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral. 600 critical reactions, hormone balance, stress management, sleep quality, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Well, there's two big problems with what I just said. Number one, magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. I wonder if that's intentional. It certainly does explain why up to 75% of the population may be deficient in magnesium. Number two, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs seven. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement, the only magnesium supplement on the market that has all seven critical forms is called Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you that I was able to arrange a killer deal for you. You won't find this deal on Amazon. You won't find this deal on the company's own website. This deal is exclusively for you, my audience, and it's for a limited time while supplies last. So right now, you can get a bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free. Just go to magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree and get your bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free right now, today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. If you speak the biblical truth that Christ is king, you're committing a hate crime. That's hate speech. And make no mistake about it, this line in the sand has been drawn in no small part, actually, thanks in massive part to the ongoing, constant Jewish persecution of Christians and Christianity online, where thanks to a massive Jewish overrepresentation in government and central bank-backed tech firms, including the major social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, they have been able to extend their anti-Christian tentacles all across the plain. Christ is King shirts. These are high-quality shirts. They're available at spnstore.com. As well as a whole bunch of other things that we believe in. And the store, it's been set up because at any moment, these people could try to take us off of Rumble. They could try to take us down anywhere. We're protecting ourselves from advertisers becoming afraid to advertise with us because of our anti-Semitic hate speech. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions, too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement. It's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. Zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.